Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Every week, we provide you with interviews with top experts in their field to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation, and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the lifestyle brand Saluna, New York Times bestselling author and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Monday podcast. I'm going to be solo casting today on the topic of how you can improve your microbiome for great skin. And this is a really interesting topic because many of us have already heard of the gut-brain axis, knowing that there is a connection between our gut and our moods and our neurotransmitters and just the way that we feel. Now, there's also an extension of that called the gut-brain-skin axis. And we are discovering more and more to back up that the health and balance of our microbiome really impacts the look and the appearance and the overall health of our skin. So we're going to get right into this. This is a big one, especially if you have had skin issues or if you are looking to improve the quality of your skin, which of course is a reflection of your overall health. Before we dive in, though, I want to give a shout out for our fan of the week. Her name is Lana Stanford, and she writes, "I am a big fan of staying in touch with Kimberly Snyder on her Feel Good podcast. What great energy and love is coming from her. She flows and shares such good information. I've benefited a lot, and my life has changed so much. Thank you, Kimberly." And thank you, Lana, for being our fan of the week. I appreciate you so much, and I'm so glad that we are in the community together and connected. And thank you so much for your review. I hope that we get to meet in person sometime at one of our events. And beauties, for your chance to also get shouted out as the fan of the week, please just take a moment to go on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts, but especially iTunes, and leave us a review. It will just take a minute or two out of your day, and it's a really great way to support the show and to really help others find the information here and the wisdom, things that could really help change their lives. I believe we're all here to support each other and to help each other grow. So thank you so much in advance. All right, beauties, let's dive right into this connection between our microbiome and great skin. Now, I know for many of us, the striving, the grasping for great skin seems to be never ending. I know from personal experience, because I had really bad acne, I speak about this very openly. There was a moment where my skin, or longer than a moment, there was a period where my skin was definitely breaking out a lot. I had unevenness. I had rashiness. I had some eczema. I just had so many issues with my skin that it really started to affect my confidence levels. And I would look down. I didn't want to look people in the eye. And all I could think of was the zit that wasn't just around my chin and lower part of my face, but would often be on my forehead and my nose and my cheeks and all around. So it really had a very detrimental impact on my life. You may have experience with acne as well, or maybe your skin conditions can range from patchiness, concern with accelerated aging. Maybe for you and for your goals, your skin is starting to look a bit more crepey or lined or wrinkled or dull or rashy or whatever it is. We all look in the mirror every day. We brush our teeth. That's one of the first things we do, is appear in front of our mirror. And of course, the society that we live in is constantly having us focus on our skin, everything from social media to selfies and photos and being out, and just the emphasis on having great skin can feel overwhelming. So I want to say today that there are some very empowering things that we can do I'm going to finish up this podcast with giving you 6 very real steps that you can take that will improve your skin via improving your microbiome. So I always believe that we want to take a holistic approach. Wellness overall for me is the physical, it's the mental, it's the emotional, and it's the spiritual. This is something that I talk about a lot in my new book called Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life. You'll see that there are healing recipes, and I'm talking about the physical level, but the emotional and the mental and the spiritual affect the physical. And if we ignore them, then we're never going to feel as good. We're never going to get the incredible, radiant, the full potential of benefits and how we look and how we feel. So it's the same thing with our microbiome and our skin. We're going to talk about some very tangible physical things and the physical form of which we are working with the skin and we're working with the microbiome. But I also want to say from the start that, and you'll see this in the tips that we provide as well, which is also worked in, it isn't just what we can see and what we can pick up and the form, but also the formless, meaning how we are processing stress and thoughts and mental patterns. And this does affect our gut, and this very much does affect our skin. So we cannot pretend that the stress and anxiety and insomnia that is created from our thoughts is not manifesting in a physical way. I think that would really be doing ourselves a disservice, and we would also be missing out on these incredible tools that can really help us look and feel our best. So first of all, you might be wondering about, well, let me just back this up and say our skin is, of course, the focal point of photos and makeup and something that we obsess over. We look at our pore size. But beyond that, our skin is actually our largest organ. And I think it's really important that we shift our perspective to treating it like an organ that is part of the overall wholeness of our bodies, of our being, of our constitutional makeup. So that means it is not separated from the other organs, including our GI tract and all the organs that comprise it. It is not separate from the quality of our blood. It is not separate from our liver and is not separate from our brain. And it's just important that we see it in context as part of this overall system. And when we focus on improving our microbiome, which is the part that's tucked deep into, well, the microbiome is really everywhere, but specifically a large concentration of it is in our guts, in our GI tracts. And when we improve that, we are going to improve our skin. And this is like a light bulb that went off for me years ago. I talked about this when the Beauty Detox Solution was coming out in 2011. And this was really eye-opening for me, how through improving my gut health and my digestion, my skin radically got better. I cleared up my acne. My skin brightened. It just started rejuvenating so quickly that even acne scars were starting to fade. And I have done some other things with acne scars because I used to pick at my face a lot. I've done some microneedling as well, which is you can get microneedles online, or if you want a deeper treatment, you can get numbed and go in. And basically little needles will go into your skin and it prompts in a totally natural way the rejuvenation of the collagen. So that's a little aside. But I will say that we want to work on the surface of our skin and we want to work from within. So skincare products, I'm very into. I think that they are super important. And we actually have our Soluna Feel Good Skin line, which is non-toxic and high performance. It is amazing, by the way. It has ingredients like a botanical alternative to retinol to help improve cell communication and turnover. It is a very stable form of vitamin C called ASC2P. It has argan oil and plant stem cells. It is incredibly powerful. So on the surface of your skin, you want to use the right products. And you can check that out at mysaluna.com if you're interested in learning more about these amazing formulations. And also we want to work deep within, which is the very root, the inner part of ourselves that is the expression of our skin. So we want to start to work on both, and that's how we get the best results. The focus of our podcast today is, of course, on the microbiome. And you've heard me say this word already probably like 10 or 15 times. And if you're sitting there thinking, what the heck is she talking about? I just want to define it quickly. It is a collection of the many multiple numerous types of bacteria that live in our GI tract specifically, and that includes the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, and the large intestine or intestine. I've heard it pronounced both ways. The microbiome also extends beyond, but for our purposes today, we're really going to focus on our GI tract, which is where we can have maximum impact. Scientists estimate that we carry a... Sorry, guys. I am still getting over this little cough from being in New York, having a little bit of congestion in my throat. I've been talking so much since this book launched, so please excuse this little froggy in my throat. As I was saying, scientists estimate that we carry 100 trillion bacteria in our GI tract alone. So this is a huge amount of orchestration that needs to take place in order to ensure optimal balance, optimal health, and optimal beauty, including with our skin health and our skin beauty. We are striving for a balanced symbiotic relationship with our gut microbiome. So symbiosis means where there is this beautiful give and take exchange. It's sort of like when you see in Africa, if you've been there, if you've seen pictures of the buffalo or the giraffes and the little birdie sitting on the head of the giraffe, and he has a safe place. And in exchange, he often gives a cry, calls out when the lion's coming. So he's also helping to protect the giraffe. So it's that sort of win-win that is so favorable and creates the type of energetic feeling and overall well-being and health of our skin that we are looking to really create here. So we are the host, and what we want is to provide an environment for our bacteria to thrive and be in balance and to have the right ratios and the right synergy. In return, the gut-dwelling bacteria helps to keep the pathogens, which are harmful microorganisms, in check. The balance of bacteria helps us to function well as far as our digestive system, to make sure we're absorbing enough nutrients, and also boosting our immunity so it is at optimized levels. Ideally, we want to have about 80 to 85% quote good bacteria and about 15% quote bad bacteria. And this is the ideal ratio to keep the gut healthy and functioning optimally. Now, I like to think more in terms of balance. There are scientists that sort of depict it this way, good, bad. I think that it's, again, it's the ratio and the synergy that's really, really key here. So it's sort of like candida isn't necessarily bad per se. It's a normal part of our microflora. But if we have a lot of sugar, if we're stressed out, if we drink a lot of, let's say, contaminated tap water that has a lot of heavy metals in it, then we can wipe out the natural balance and the candida will flourish and we will start to get more bloated. It's harder to gain weight. We will get more spacey. So we see the issues with having imbalance or dysbiosis that takes place in our gut. So I'd like you to think less of good, bad, and more in terms of overall balance and synergy. The sort of balance that we see in nature, in a jungle, where we see a mix of many different types of plants that are living harmoniously together versus what happens when we wipe out the forest and we plant a monoculture of one type of crop, whether it be, you know, just corn or any kind, cauliflower it could be. We like to see that natural diversity, which is balancing each other and creating the right ratios. I keep using the word ratios because in my study, in my research around probiotics, I've come to see that this is hugely important in choosing a probiotic supplement. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here, but I cannot help it. I think when things organically come up, I like to mention it. And I was just talking, I was at a party last night, actually, a get-together, if you will. And I was talking to somebody about this, about how much marketing there is in probiotics today. It's so confusing. It's become a really trendy supplement to take, which is positive for sure. But I just want to say, as someone that formulates a product and has worked with formulators and knows labs, I know how easy it is to manipulate a product for marketing purposes and to say, oh, there's 50 billion culture count in here to get the numbers up, even if it has no real benefit. And that's a very dangerous thing, I think, for the consumer, the average consumer that isn't really up to speed with how manufacturing can work. I mean, why would we be? Why would you be, right? If that's not your day to day. So what can happen is we end up focusing on the wrong thing. And when we focus on the wrong thing, we don't get the results that we're looking for. And the wrong thing can be just to focus on numbers and culture count and not actually the ratio and the synergy and the harmony and how impactful the formula can be on your actual microbiome. So what we want to do is we want to keep the ratio intact because when dysbiosis happens, then, and so I'll just close that thought up by saying it is crucial that you take the right probiotic, and we'll get to that in a little bit. What happens when dysbiosis occurs is that the gut lining can actually, the gut wall can actually start to become damaged. And this is a huge problem because this can really create skin issues. This can be different levels of what's called leaky gut syndrome, where the gut wall is made up of lots of cells, and each of these cells are held together by a tight junction. And normally these tight junctions are impermeable, and they don't actually let substances flow in and out. But when the lining is damaged, what happens is the harmful bacteria can actually go through the gaps, and this creates a passing through from the cell wall into the bloodstream. And so molecules of food, even bacteria, parasites are able to go into the bloodstream, and they can trigger a host of problems throughout other parts of our body as well. This is a huge issue. This can trigger different responses in our body, including an immune reaction, which can cause redness and swelling and breakouts and rashes and all sorts of things. The body is trying to get the harmful substances out through the bloodstream. And remember that our skin is our largest organ, and it is an eliminative organ. And when the system gets overloaded with toxicity, whether it be from the activities of, as I mentioned, leaky gut syndrome, or also from a just over impacted system, a system that is flooded with toxicity that isn't, constipation, IBS of different forms, your gut, your body is not pooping enough. We're not releasing enough. Your body's also trying to get it out. Your blood is picking up this toxicity from the unreleased fecal matter and toxins and acids, and it will show up in your skin, as I mentioned, in acne and rashes, and also just a dullness, a weighing down, and definitely an accelerated aging. The acids, the toxins are affecting the collagen in your skin and breaking it down and creating more lines and wrinkles, which is why when I look at someone and they tell me that they're really into health, but then I can see that their skin is really looking haggard and aged and just really unhealthy and dull, I question what sorts of wellness practices that they're referring to, because it's such a broad term today. And unfortunately, you know, someone can think that if they slash calories and they don't eat any carbs, they're actually automatically healthy. And that's not true. It really has to do with the quality of our diet, how well we are expelling toxins, how many vital nutrients we have in our system, how much, you know, what percentage of our diet is comprised of whole foods and organic foods. And so, overall, the balance, the things that I've spoken about in my earlier books about food combining and just making sure that we are eating to the most efficient extent for our digestive process is also really important. What is Buffy? Buffy makes comforters that are better for you and the earth using skin-friendly eucalyptus fabric and fluffy fill made from 100% recycled water bottles. I absolutely love my Buffy comforter, and so does little Bub, who loves to snuggle with me in bed. Compared to my old comforter, this one is so soft and comfortable and the perfect weight. I'm just shocked that it's made from water bottles and not feathers. So it's completely plant-based. It's eco-friendly. It's perfect for afternoon naps, cooler evenings. I just am so impressed with this company. I'm really excited to share it with you. And I think that you will love it as much as I will. Again, Buffy is made from plant-based fabric and is ultra breathable to help keep your body comfortable all year round. The outer shell is 100% eucalyptus fiber, which is a unique material that's softer than cotton and naturally soothes your skin. Buffy's mission is to make the best soft goods using sustainable materials and innovative design without animal cruelty or harmful waste. Buffy believes bedding is personal, so they offer a complimentary trial. Try a comforter in your own home for 30 days. If you don't love it, return it for free. But I think you're going to love it. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter Feel Good. Again, that's for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter Feel Good. It's time to celebrate. The Adam Carolla Show just hit its 10-year anniversary, and Adam is kicking it off in style. Join Adam this week as he welcomes late-night talk legends Jimmy Kimmel on The Adam Carolla Show and Jay Leno on CarCast. Congratulations, Adam. Download The Adam Carolla Show and CarCast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. So we know that there are issues. Most all of us have an imbalance, and it is important, and I was again speaking with this recently at a gathering, it is important that we are looking to rebalance our system time and time again, day in and day out, because it's so important, because the world that we live in is constantly throwing challenges, shall we say, at our microbiome, which is going to challenge our skin. Recently, I was speaking in LA and someone asked, I think it was in New York. I can't remember. I've been speaking a lot lately. But someone was saying, oh, I know where it was. It was on our brand ambassador call. And we were, someone asked me, oh, well, what do you say to people that say, I don't need to detox because aren't we detoxing all the time? And I said, sure, our bodies are designed for detoxification, but our bodies were not designed to live in this modern toxic world where so much is being thrown at our system that our microbiome, our gut health is constantly being challenged. There is stress and sugar and pesticides and toxins and cleaning supplies and skincare products and all sorts of things that are coming at us and wreaking havoc on our overall system and our overall health. So if we want to keep up, if we want to do our best, then we really need to fortify and protect ourselves on an ongoing way. And so here are six things that you can do to improve your microbiome now, tomorrow, going forward. I want you to think of these as a long-term approach because gut health is a long-term game. It is something that we want to pay attention to for the rest of our lives. So the first one, which you can probably guess, I alluded to it earlier, is taking a high-quality SBO probiotic. And this is really, really important for so many reasons for restoring the overall balance. SBOs are resident forming. They have the ability to pass through the stomach acid and implant in your gut and really create that balance, that synergy that comes from living in close harmony to nature. Our ancestors all ate unwashed veggies. They all ate some dirt. And that dirt is creating the balance of healthy gardens and growing healthy produce. And it's doing the same thing inside of our bodies. Probiotics are also really important in liver health. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the liver affects the health of your skin and your eyes. And this has been backed up through numerous findings, meaning that we want to cleanse our liver in order to prevent things like age spots and liver spots. And there is an exchange called the enterohepatic exchange between our liver and our GI tract and our colon. And so the cleaner our liver, the more we can balance both, the better our skin is going to look, full stop. So check out the SBO probiotics, the ones that I have. I highly recommend the ones I take, the ones my clients take. I spent a long time with my team formulating them. I have been taking probiotics for over a decade, and I have to say these are super powerful and they will change your life. So I stand by it 1,000,000%. You take 2 in the morning, which is what I do, or you take 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, but I prefer to take 2 in the morning, right with your hot water with lemon. Or if you forget, you can take them with your glowing green smoothie or with food. They are hearty because they can survive stomach acid, so you do not need to refrigerate them. Second is eating probiotic-rich foods. This is great for transient bacteria. This can help, especially if you're looking to expel more right now. You're a bit constipated. Probiotic-rich foods are super helpful. You can take or you can buy things like raw sauerkraut and even coconut yogurt is super great. Natto, kombucha. These are all great sources of nutrients that come, types of probiotics that come from these nutrient-rich foods. And again, it does not replace in any way a probiotic supplement, but it's also helpful and it can help if you eat sauerkraut, for instance, with a meal, it will help you really digest that meal. I also recommend taking digestive enzymes as a really powerful way to get the most out of your food. But still, fermented foods are great and good, but I just want to stress again, this is a supplementation. This does not in any way replace a supplement if you're looking for the best results. Third is to remove foods that are not serving you anymore. And this is really important because these substances can contribute to the damage and they can actually feed the bad bacteria. Foods like dairy and gluten and alcohol and refined sugars and processed foods all contribute to the gut damage and inflammation in the body. And I highly recommend limiting these foods to really help your gut and your skin heal. Nowadays, especially with dairy, there are so many amazing alternatives out there. I was a huge hardcore dairy lover. It took me 2 years to get off cheese. My new favorite is a brand called Miyoko's, which you can get at stores like Whole Foods or Health Markets. And they have these cheese wheels that are made from cashews and fermented with miso. And I have to say, like, this smoked farmhouse cheddar is incredible. So if you are a cheese lover and you are like, oh my gosh, how do I get off cheese? I know it's better for my skin. I don't know what to do. Check out this Miyoko's. I also still love Kite Hill cream cheese. I was doing a demo in New York with a recipe and I used their ricotta, which was also awesome. So if you have not gotten in the game yet of looking for dairy-free alternatives, you are going to be in for a huge treat because the non-dairy alternatives as far as cheese and, of course, milk are amazing and very, very strong. Same thing with gluten. There's amazing gluten-free breads and wraps and products out there. I use this Teff wrap by a brand called Sonoma for my gluten-free wraps in the morning, and I absolutely love it. I also think quinoa, lentil pasta are great if you do eat pasta. And I think, I just think if you poke around and you look, you'd be pretty surprised at how many alternatives there are. I'm not a fan for all these really empty sort of just, almost emulate white flour crackers and things that are super empty and just not really filling. But again, if we're using lentils, teff, which is amazing, high protein, gluten-free grain, quinoa, then we're getting gluten-free, but we're also getting the benefits as well. So here, number 4 is check in with your stress levels. This is hugely important. As I was mentioning earlier, what we are thinking, our thought patterns, our abilities to let go of things like guilt and shame and anger and resentment has a huge impact on our gut. We have all had the experience of getting nervous or maybe being mean or snappy and then feeling bad. And I know for myself, when I get nervous, I feel it in my gut. Sometimes we feel pain in our gut. We feel the sadness of a situation. And we feel our guts butterflies. there's just this connection between our thoughts and our emotions and our guts and our microbiome. And I highly recommend, if you have not yet read my new book, Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life, this book, like the probiotics, I believe is going to change your life. It is concise. It's to the point. The writing is straight in. These are other ways you are bloated. These are other ways that inflammation is rising in your body for the unseen, the formless, the mental, emotional, and spiritual components, which is so important to address and to understand so we can get past it, so we can create tools and strategies for letting go of our stories and keeping our minds from getting bloated. And that's going to really help get your body from being bloated as well. So please take this really seriously. Please check out the new book. I say this with no attachment. It is up to you. I feel really good about it. I put into the world, it's there. And whether you read it or not, but I would love for you to benefit from it, to take advantage from it. So you can check it out on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And that will also impact you. Fifth is staying hydrated. Hydration is really important and has been shown to have a beneficial effect on the mucosal lining of the intestines, as well as the balance of good bacteria in the gut. So make sure that you drink plenty of water throughout the day. You can keep it on your desk. You can keep it in your car. You can keep it fresh by adding cucumber slices or lemon. I also think it's important to have juicy raw vegetables like salads. This is also important for hydration and not just having dense food, cooked food all the time, full stop. It's great to have the glowing green smoothie and salads and fresh fruit and fresh veggies. And you want to do that as well so you're really getting the minerals like potassium in, the electrolytes, the silica. And this is important for optimal hydration as well. So make sure you're really getting a lot of plant foods in your diet, especially raw plant foods. And finally, my sixth tip is to really focus on your sleep. Not getting enough sleep is really going to impact your gut health. This has been shown in so much research. This imbalances our hormones. It imbalances our microbiome. It contributes to so many issues, including our hormones getting out of whack, that control our appetite and our satiation, feeling full. So it's important that we create routines and strategies for going deeper into stage 4 sleep. We have a whole Sleep Well program. You can also check it out at mysaluna.com, which has very doable solutions, certain plants and oils and practices and really surprising research and also nuances. For instance, you want to take a shower an hour or two before bed. That will warm you up and then cool you down. But should you take a shower 20 minutes before bed, you're actually going to rev up and be more awake. So it's important to just take these tools and tips, and maybe you just apply one or three or four of them, but you can actually improve the quality of your sleep 5, 10, 15% or more, and that will make a big difference in your long-term health and beauty. It's an important investment to learn these little tips, to really stay open and to keep learning. Where, you know, we have all so much stuff we talk about here on the podcast, and these courses take a really deep dive. So you can check them out as well on our site. So in conclusion, beauties, I hope that you try one or all of these tips. I'll sum them up again. Our six top tips for optimizing your microbiome for great skin. Number one, taking a high quality SPO probiotic, such as your SBO Feel Good probiotic that yours truly formulated. You can check it out at mysaluna.com. Take it long-term, take it every day. Remember that our guts are constantly being challenged and imbalanced by the toxic modern world that we live in, by our stress, by life. So it's important that we take it every day. Number two, you can supplement that with probiotic-rich foods. This does not replace the supplement, but these are beneficial foods. They have probiotics like L-planctarum in them. So I'm talking raw sauerkraut, fermented veggies, and you can add that in as well. Number three, remove the foods that don't serve you anymore, specifically dairy and gluten and refined sugars. This is going to just feed the dysbiosis, the imbalance in your gut, and you're not going to have an easy time healing. Number four, check in with your stress levels. Find very real ways to understand the thinking behind why stress comes up. The things that happen in life don't have to be stressful. We can actually observe them. Oh, it's raining. Oh, there's traffic. It's really the way that we react, our patterns, the way that we approach these events that creates the stress. So please check out my new book, Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life, for very real, practical, useful solutions for dealing with stress. Number 5, stay hydrated. A hydrated body is going to help protect the mucosal lining of your guts. And number 6, focus on healthy sleep, which is going to balance your overall well-being and your overall gut health. This is a big, huge, important topic. The microbiome really affects our whole body, from our immune system, our brain health, our moods, our sleep, our digestion, and all sorts of diseases and conditions, including autoimmune conditions. And we know very much it does affect your skin. Your skin is a mirror. If your skin has any sort of issue, we want to look within as well as deal with it topically. And your skin can give so much information about your health. So I hope that you loved some of these tips and that you work them in, make them your own, make them part of your life. I want you to feel amazing. I want you to feel good in your skin, literally. So please check it out. We'll also have some show notes with linking to some of this research and some other podcasts that I think you would enjoy. I'm so grateful and happy that we are connected. I applaud you for tuning in regularly. It's great to keep motivation up and to keep on track with this lifestyle. This is, you know, long-term progression. I get really excited when I see people over time rejuvenate and rebuild and start becoming healthier than they were years ago. So it's really about just forward movement, little steps, little changes really start to add up. I'm so happy for you to be taking this seriously. I send you so much love. I am here for you always. You can go to mysaluna.com. You can ask questions. I'll be back here Thursday for our Q&A podcast, and we field all the questions from you guys in the community. So thank you so much again for tuning in. I send you so much love and all my gratitude. I can't wait to see you next time. Till then, take care. Lots of love.